What a pandemic it's been. That's my understatement for this hour. It's been crazy, and there are far more serious issues than the one we're about to talk about, but it's another issue. It's like the shortage of toilet paper, which isn't, I don't think it's a problem anymore. Now, that was pretty important. How the people who make Clorox and Lysol didn't understand early on in the pandemic that they better pick up their production. They fell behind, and it was hard to for them to even make the money they could have made had they been prepared with enough product. Frankly, the same has got to go for the people who make ketchup, because ketchup can't catch up. It's the newest COVID-19 related shortage. Yes, Tanya J. Powers joining us on the Paul W. Smith Show as our Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, who's been assigned to far more important issues until this one, and it becomes far more important if you have an order of French fries.
Exactly. I mean, if you're one of these people who likes a little bit of fries with your ketchup, then, you know, this is one of those stories that's going to get your attention. And to be clear, it is not ketchup itself that is the shortage. It is the packets of ketchup that's the shortage. You can still find it in bottles and in bulk and, you know, 32-gallon drums or whatever you need for your particular kitchen.
That's a lot of ketchup.
It's those little packets that are a thing. And here's why. Because think about it. In the past year, you know, a lot of people have done a way more delivery of food. They have done, you know, curbside pickup, things like that when a lot of the restaurants were closed during the pandemic, which means you got a lot more of those little ketchups, the packets going out of people's restaurant kitchens. So Heinz confirmed to USA Today yesterday that they're trying to increase supply, that they've been hit with this. They have added manufacturing lines that will increase production by about 25%. They're looking to churn out 12 billion packets a year, which is just an astronomical amount of ketchup. Think about this, too. One of the other reasons is not just the delivery and the pickup stuff. It is also because when the CDC put out the guidance about indoor dining, they said, hey, we don't want you to use shareable things, you know, the ketchup bottle on the table. If you go to Starbucks, you're not going to find the creamer and all the stuff displayed out there with the napkins away from the counter. All that stuff is behind the counter now, so it's not shared, you know, by the public. That is another reason that you've got more ketchup packets being used, is that bottle is not on the table anymore. So hopefully they're going to be able to get something done about that and ramp that back up. They have actually, which I thought was kind of interesting, back in November, they added a new no-touch dispenser for restaurants to put out the ketchup, I guess it kind of works like those, you know, no-touch soap things where you just hold your hand under it and it gives you soap or whatever, except in this way, it's ketchup.
Oh, my. Well, you know what it indicates to me is that something that we started in the auto industry a long time ago and worked very well, it has worked, is something called any number of things, but basically just-in-time production. Because what it indicates to me that what we all saw happening, that is more people getting takeout than ever before, you would think that somebody calls up the foreman on the floor and says, ramp up the production. What we're seeing apparently is that the people who make ketchup in this case, or Clorox, or Lysol, or grape nut cereal, or microchips, or any number of other things that we have shortages of, they were running their factories at capacity. And I guess that is the most profitable way to run a line or a factory. But when there's an uptick in need, they can't answer the call very quickly. I think that's what we're learning here.
Well, apparently, the Kraft folks who own Heinz say that they did scale back on some of their less popular products, their less popular varieties, and they added extra product shifts to churn these out. But it's still, the demand far outweighed the supply, even with all of that. So that they apparently did try to, you know, say, okay, well, we're not using as much of this. Let's shift and do this, you know, instead. Evidently, that wasn't quite enough because we love our ketchup.
Well, apparently, I don't know if you know about this, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, covering this important story of a ketchup shortage, and not just the ketchup, but really the little packets of ketchup. The grape nuts story, which I did inform my listeners about several weeks ago, I guess. In the meantime, there have been other stories about, of course, grape nuts, a cereal, which mm-hmm. is a very special flavor. You have to really like it, or you really don't like it at all. But people who really like it really like it. And I remind them, with a name like Grape Nut Cereal, you'd expect to find grapes or nuts. Neither exist in the cereal. But that, did you know, Tanya, there were people out there black marketing Grape Nut Cereal for $100 to $500 a box? That
wow.
means,
you know,
that's crazy.
I don't doubt it, because, I mean, remember what Clorox wipes were going for in the early months of the pandemic? I mean, you couldn't get Clorox. If you found them online, you were paying like three or four times as much for a little thing of wipes as you would normally. I mean, it's just, you know, supply and demand. It's a wonderful economics lesson for people who might be studying that. But wow, yeah, the whole thing has been. And one of the other things, microchips apparently have been
right. We've had
short supply.
Our car lines have been mm-hmm. shut down. We haven't been able to produce the vehicles. We're producing them, and then we park them in the corner till we get the microchips in.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, the stuff that we, you know, probably never would have considered needing a lot more of, you know, boom, there you go. Yeah,
and I had another story here since we were on chips, but I can't find it right now. So I was going to tie it in with new potato chips that are available, new flavors. What the heck? We've covered this segment. We're done with it. I hope people can find the ketchup that they need before the fries get cold. Thank you, Tanya.
Sure, anytime.
Tanya J. Powers.